This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, live all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, and many of our great military men and women listening overseas right now are listening to us, and we want to thank them for their service to America, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America safe. And to all those that are working the third watch tonight, the overnight shift, the graveyard graveyard shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, thanks for what you're doing, and we appreciate everything you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and check out everything that's over there. All right, joining us right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Dwayne Allen Root.
Did you say Friday morning? Because I think it's Thursday night.
It is where you're at. By the way, how are you feeling? Everybody wants to know, first of all.
I'm much better. I had surgery last Thursday for kidney stones. But
yep.
Look, I'm a blessed man. It was the first surgery in my entire life. First time I was in a hospital in my entire life. First time under anesthesia. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm 57 years old. I've never been sick a day in my life. So it was a miserable week I had to get through, but I'm feeling 95% as of today.
Well, good, and everybody's happy to hear that, because that's your question everybody wanted me to ask. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic,
for which
it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Wayne, I got to start out with what's going on over in Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, and we all kind of figured this was coming, including Benjamin, by the way, was indicted to stand trial for bribery and breach of trust pending a hearing that's going to be held, by the Attorney General to decide exactly how and what they're going to do here. And he's confident that he's going to beat these charges.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm Jewish. I'm a big fan of Israel. But it turns out Israel is exactly the same as America, deeply divided. Lots of conservatives, lots of liberals, a Mueller. I'm sure the guy who indicted him is a Mueller, a Robert Mueller deep state scum, as I like to call them, because they just don't care about their country. And they're willing to do anything, say anything, commit any fraud to take down someone of the other party. That's what they're trying to do with Michael Cohen here in the United States to Donald Trump, who did nothing wrong. And they're trying to do the same thing to one of the great heroes of this world, Benjamin Netanyahu. And look, Netanyahu is a great, great man. He'll go down in history as one of the greatest leaders of Israel ever, if not the greatest. And they're trying to take him down with such nonsense charges, just like Trump. Mm-hmm. I've always said that, you know, they could commit murder, they could commit rape, they could steal elections like Hillary did with Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary. And if you spit on a sidewalk and you're a Republican, if you speed 66 in a 65 zone, they want to give you life in prison. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing in Netanyahu. Look at the charges.
Yeah.
He didn't take any money. He took nothing. They claimed he helped a media company, and therefore he got better coverage. That could be the single stupidest charge I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I agree with you. And folks, I'm talking to Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com, the website, Newsmax TV, and don't forget the War Now radio show. Now, CNN's Allison Camerota has become quite the little liberal princess lately, and she was interviewing this Congresswoman Tlaib. That would be the one from, Michigan?
Michigan. Rashida Tlaib, yeah.
Yeah, and she was encouraging her to walk back her apology to Congressman Mark Meadows and declared that Meadows was, in fact, a racist when that's what the apology was for. And I heard the comments. I've even got a recording of it I played last night. But, you know, this is ridiculous. These people are just trying to, I guess they think that they can do no wrong.
Yeah, look, there's a Washington Post reporter, I can't remember his name, but he's a liberal, traditional Democrat who's been a Democrat his entire life. He even wrote a commentary today that basically said the same thing that I've been saying in all my commentaries, that, you know, Ocasio-Cortez is the gift that keeps on giving. She's the greatest salesman in the history of the Republican Party. You know, if I had a wish in life, it's that she would keep talking and talking and talking because she's turning everybody against the Democratic Party. And it's not just Ocasio-Cortez, it's the gal you just mentioned, Rashida Tlaib. It's Omar?
Omar, yeah.
Omar, whatever the hell her name is. The two first Muslim females in the history of the United States Congress who look like they belong in the Iranian parliament. It's very sad, very scary. You know, one of them, Rashid's the one who called Trump a mother, you know what her.
Yeah.
And this other one, Ilhan Omar, says the anti-Semitic, Jew-hating comments almost every day since she's been in the Congress. You can't believe this is America, Captain. You can't believe that they allow Jew-haters in the United States Congress. But these two new Muslim congresswomen are the closest we've seen to Nazis in the history of the United States of America. It's beyond the pale, and they're turning off America. And people are not going to vote Democrat in 2020. As a matter of fact, I would argue there's going to be a Trump landslide in 2020.
I wouldn't doubt that. And by the way, Congresswoman Omar was in our backyard, Tampa, last weekend, about maybe 500 feet from where I'm sitting right now in a hotel in a fundraising event for CARE. You know who they are.
Yeah, the Council on American Islamic.
For a fundraising event for them. And she's going around the country now doing that all around the country for that organization.
And for all intents and purposes, they are a terrorist organization.
Right.
And that's not Wayne Root talking. First of all, that's the United States government. They're an unindicted co-conspirator in the biggest terrorism case in the history of the United States. And you know who else said that? Chuck Schumer said that, this is probably 10 years ago, well, you know, before he became a total, complete communist.
Mm-hmm.
But 10 years ago, it's a quote, he called CARE a front for Hamas and Hezbollah. So they've been called by Democrat leaders a terrorist organization, and now you have Democratic congressmen, congresswomen in this case,
yep,
who are there at their events trying to raise the money. So what are they doing? They're fundraising for terrorism.
Yep.
That's what our congresswomen are doing.
Okay. Hold on, everybody. Wayne Allen Root will be right back. And that 10 years ago was Sammy Alarion down here at the University of South Florida professor when he got in all kinds of trouble. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$10,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And before we get right back to Wayne Allyn Root, who's on the phone right now, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow, March the 2nd, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., I will be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey for a live PD meet and greet with the Pasco County Sheriff's Office television stars, Canine Shep and Canine Yogi, and their handlers, Deputy Carmack and Deputy Penny. Now, those are the dogs that you've seen a lot on Live PD on A&E. Bring the whole family. It's a family event. We're going to have food trucks there. And, oh, by the way, yeah, they got vehicles. And, yeah, they're going to be selling them new or used. And I'm going to have those $500 coupons to give you, because when you make your best deal, hand them that coupon, and guess what? You get another $500 knocked off the vehicle. Plus, $200 from every vehicle sold, new or used, will be donated to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office to help them purchase another new canine. So that's Moss Nissan, US 19, State Route 54 in Newport Richey. Look for the great big American flag, the biggest one you'll ever see. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Root for America, is here right now. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
Not bad. I want to play a short clip here, about 30 seconds of Nancy Pelosi talking about the big winner in the Trump-Kim summit. The
president is returning from Vietnam, from his meeting with Kim Jong-un. I guess it took two meetings for him to realize that Kim Jong-un is not on the level. He was a big winner, he, Kim Jong-un, in getting to sit face-to-face with the most powerful person in the world, the President of the United States.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there, because she goes on to, with her normal rhetoric, and, you know, trashes the president, this, that, and the other. I don't know if anybody other than me remembers how long it took Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan to come to an agreement on a nuclear disarmament treaty. To remind everybody in the audience, it was 5 years.
Right. And look, the more important thing that came out of this is that Trump would not settle for a bad deal in order to get, you know, to get a PR extravaganza in the United States and try to make himself look better. He just wouldn't do it because it wouldn't be good for the country. And no liberal is willing to admit that's exactly what Obama did with the Iran treaty. Obama gave in, gave Iran everything they wanted and then some, just so he could get some good PR in the American media. And Trump wouldn't play that game. So I think he did something special. I think he did something heroic. I think he put his ego aside. All the liberals want to say Trump's an egomaniac. Well, guess what? It was Obama who was the egomaniac.
That's right.
And Trump actually put his ego aside for the good of the country.
You're absolutely right. And the other thing, just to get a little double whammy here, in case you haven't heard this, folks, you gun owners out there, Nancy Pelosi and her Dems in the U.S. House now have approved a ban on private gun sales. Now, this is the universal gun registry legislation we've been hearing about. The vote was 240 to 190, so five Republicans joined along with the Democrats, and the bill is now headed straight to the U.S. Senate. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate because we've got the legislation on the border emergency that apparently the Democrats are feeling really good about, that they've got enough Republican support that they're going to defeat the president in the Senate. I have my doubts on that yet, but what say you, Wayne?
I just say that it's a very sad moment in time if that happens. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but maybe it will. Any Republican who goes against the president on this one is an absolute fraud and an absolute traitor to the Republican Party and to the American people, because there's nothing worse going on in America today than the emergency crisis at the border.
That's right.
Nothing. Every day there's more proof about it. It's a tragedy for this country. There's so many crises at that border. There's the humanitarian crisis. There's a rape crisis. There's a child trafficking crisis. There's a massive drug crisis. There's a, you know, MS-13 crisis. There's a welfare crisis and a debt crisis that's bankrupting this country. And all of that is just, there isn't one Republican in that Congress who seems to care that we don't have that wall. We've got to get that wall. So the emergency declaration was the only way to get it done. It was my advice to the President of the United States. This is
yep.
my idea they're voting on, basically.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm just amazed that any Republican would go against this.
Yep, I remember.
Any Republican that does, we got to defeat. Got to defeat in 2020.
I remember when you wrote the article, and I remember when we talked about it on the show that you'd spoken to the president through, I believe, through one of his people there that you'd run into. And, yes, I remember all of that. But here's the thing about MS-13, and you just said something that leads me to another story about MS-13. There are credible threats coming from MS-13 in the New York City area regarding the possible attacks on off-duty New York City patrol officers that live in Long Island, and a warning has been put out, a bolo, be on the lookout for any strange activity, because MS-13 apparently has declared war on the NYPD.
Yeah, I mean, all I could say is, I mean, that happens every day in Mexico. Policemen are executed by drug lords in Mexico, by the Mexican cartels. Judges are executed. Prosecutors are executed. That has never happened in the United States of America. I mean, never. The mafia never dared do such a thing. You never kill cops, never kill judges, never kill prosecutors. If this is, in fact, real and not just a rumor, if this is, in fact, something they're really plotting and planning and they were to carry something like this out, it would really turn the American public so big time against the Democratic Party. I mean, I pray this never happens. But if it does, I will tell you this much, then the American people have to understand that we have become Mexico, and that policemen's lives will now be at risk every single day in this country. Can you imagine the depravity if they're willing to kill police officers, off-duty cops? And by the way, if you kill an off-duty cop in his own home, that probably means you can kill his wife and children, too.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Wayne Allyn Root, host of the Newsmax TV program. You see him weeknights Eastern Time, 8 to 9 p.m. And he's got you're the number one rated show, I believe, on Newsmax.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's no surprise. I've got Bill O'Reilly on my show three times a week. Bill and I do an interview every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at noon from my home. We do an interview at noon. West Coast time, 3 o'clock East, and when we record it, and then we play it at the very top of the show. So, I mean, I've got Bill O'Reilly with me three nights a week. So Bill brings him in, and I like to say I keep him for life. Once he brings him in, I win him over. And they say, wow, we didn't know Wayne Root before, but man, we like this guy. So I got to hand it to Bill. He's really been a great boon for my popularity.
Now, would it surprise you if I told you the Wisconsin Democratic governor is proposing ID cards for illegal immigrants?
No, wouldn't surprise me at all.
Because that's in fact what's going on, and there's been a big brouhaha in the state of Wisconsin about that, because the people, when the polls came out and there were polls taken about it, by about 2-1 said, no, we want to know who these people are, and they need to be identified, and if they're not, then we deport whoever's here illegally.
Yeah. It's really just amazing. The Democratic Party has gone so extreme. I mean, it's basically a communist party now. You know, it was just a few years ago. They believed in DACA, and we all thought that was shocking. And all of a sudden now DACA is minor compared to what they really believe in. They openly believe in open borders. They believe in abolishing ICE. You know, they can't stand ICE officers. They're willing to warn felons that ICE is coming, which would get an officer killed. You know, it was just a few years ago they believed in abortion. Now they believe in abortion after the moment of birth.
Infanticide.
Oh, it's so sick. It's sick. And I've known that's never been – abortion's never been a huge issue high on my list, because it's just not something I've ever been involved in my life. I'm involved every day in making money. Mm-hmm. Thank God I've never gotten anybody an abortion, so I never thought about it. Mm-hmm. Never really affected my life. Democrats, in their extremes, have turned someone like me into a very pro-life person now, because I see how disgusting abortion is. It's just revolting, and we've got to stop it. So, you know, they're making big, big mistakes, and the polls are showing I'm not the only one. I think it was just 2 months ago, the public was overwhelmingly in favor of abortion, pro-choice. And now, 2 months later, 49-49 tie, which is supposed to show you that they've turned off the American people.
And a lot of it's younger people, because they saw what they saw, and they understand it now. Now, a couple of different things here. I'm going to switch my gears and go to the media. MSNBC is talking about returning Brian Williams again to primetime news, perhaps on the parent company NBC News.
Yeah, it's no surprise to me. I mean, liberals get away with everything and anything. You know, they don't, you know, if it's really egregious, which, you know, Brian Williams is involved in some real exaggerations and some real fibs, which are otherwise known as lies and fraud. If it's really egregious, they'll put you away for maybe 3 or 4 years in a minor role on one of their other networks, you know, and pay you a little bit less. But they're always with the eye and intent on bringing you back. If you're a conservative and you make a mistake like that or do something wrong like that, you're gone forever and nobody ever brings you back. You know, what are your options once a conservative is gone? So there's no friends out there for a conservative or friends of Trump. Mm-hmm. There just is no way to make a comeback. So liberals always get a second and a third and a fourth chance. You want to bet Jussie Smollett will get a new TV series a year from now or 2 years from now?
Speaking,
he'll be put on the sidelines for a year. Get one again.
Speaking of new TV series, Megyn Kelly is being, there's a rumor that she's being offered some sort of contract to come back during the election year next year. Not sure with what network. I'm going to guess it could be with One American News Now, or I don't believe it will be CNN or anything like that. But very quickly, what do you think about that idea?
Well, I guess it could be Newsmax TV. Who knows?
There you go. Yep, Christopher Ruddy.
Could be Newsmax.
All right. Well, Wayne, I hope you continue to get better quick, and look forward to talking to you again next week, my friend.
You got it. 8 o'clock every night. Newsmax TV, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Tune in.
Thank you. And Root for America. All right. That's Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com, the website. I'll be right back with more. And your phone calls are welcome. 877-969.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he doesn't think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was involved in the mistreatment of American college student Otto Warmbier, who died after being detained in the North. Republican Senator John Kennedy says Kim is responsible.
Kim is responsible for North Korea. He's responsible for the prison system. He's responsible for the inhumanity in the prison system. It'd be interesting to know. I don't know how we'll ever know, but he's responsible.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday that North Korea is not ready to wind down its nuclear weapons program, telling Fox News Sean Hannity that he understands how much the country has put into its arsenal. Trump cut short that summit Thursday after it became clear no deal could be reached. Stopping in Alaska to refuel Thursday morning, President Trump told a crowd of military members about the F-35 fighter jets and additional ground-based missile interceptors coming to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And soon the hot, sticky, humid weather will be back in full force. We're going to be in the 80s the next 4 or 5 days down here in Florida, but I'm talking about those 90, 95 degree days that go all summer long here for weeks at a time. The perfect breeding ground for mold, of course. And now with DR Mold, you can get control of the mold in your home or your office before it does irreversible damage. Now, this will happen to your health and your property if you do nothing, because mold can cause things like asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So don't put your family or your coworkers at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. Now, contact DR Mold Solutions today at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, that number is 727-692-9622. And ask about their back-to-summer special going on right now. That's 727-692-9622. Well, here in the Captain's America Third Watch, we have the opportunity to get a lot of different audio about a lot of different things going on. And yesterday, Morning Joe, ripped the GOP over the Cohen hearing, when in my opinion, Mika and Joe should have been paying attention to what the Democrats were trying to do, because it was staged, it was scripted, it was obvious by what Lanny Davis was doing over the left shoulder as you were looking at the TV of Mr. Cohen. And he was obviously reading what he was told to read. What he was told to read. All right, listen to just a couple of these comments here.
Yeah, you know, it was Jim Jordan yesterday practiced the James Carville, look at the bird, look at the bird, routine yesterday, where he kept talking about Rod Rosenstein. He had all of this information dumped in front of him that would have been disturbing to anybody. It should have been disturbing to anybody that sat on an oversight committee, regardless of their party. And yet, they just continued rambling on. But nobody on either side of the aisle yesterday defended Donald Trump.
Right.
They attacked Cohen.
Yep.
They attacked his credibility, but they could not defend Donald Trump against those charges because they know Donald Trump by now. And here's Chris Christie after the hearings on that point, talking about how damning it is for Trump.
There hasn't been one Republican yet who's tried to defend the president on the substance. And I think that's something that should be concerning to the White House. Why are no Republicans standing up and defending the president on the substance? And that's either a failure of those Republicans on the Hill or a failure of the White House to have a unified strategy with them. They knew what was coming with Michael Cohen. And so I think it's going to, as the day goes on, it's going to get tired of hearing the attacks on Cohen's credibility. He's not a credible witness, but he does have corroboration on certain things. Where's the defense of the president?
Now, I got to add something in there. Cohen is coming back next week at the request of Adam Schiff. Yep, Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intel Committee, wants him back. They are trying, ladies and gentlemen, to put together a case for the impeachment of the president of the United States with an uncredible and unreliable witness who is a convicted liar, which means none of his testimony that he's giving should be regarded as truthful because he's already been convicted of lying. And what makes you think when he was caught in six lies on the lies he already told when he gave his testimony, what makes you think that he's any more credible now than he was before? This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Now, the gift that keeps on giving, Jim Acosta, who, by the way, one of these days, Jim Acosta is going to get exactly what he's got coming to him somewhere along the line. He was gloating over the fact that the president did not get any sort of deal with North Korea. Listen to this.
Earlier on in these talks, when he was telling reporters, well, I'm not interested in achieving something quickly. I want to have the right deal at the right time. And it appears that's the best the president can hope for at this point. So it's strike one in Singapore. He didn't get a deal with Kim Jong-un. Now it's strike two in Hanoi. Once again, no deal to denuclearize North Korea, something that he staked a lot of his legacy, a lot of his presidency on. And Jim and Christiane, in the backdrop of all of this, is what happened back in Washington up on Capitol Hill at the House Oversight Committee when the president, his former fixer, really just blasted away at his former boss, accusing him of being a liar and a cheat and a criminal, basically, and so on. And what was a bombshell hearing up on Capitol Hill, the president presumably will be asked about that as well. He has been steering clear of that conversation here in Hanoi. He has not tweeted about it, really, in the aftermath of Michael Cohen's testimony.
Now, Jim Acosta would lead you to believe that this should have been a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, done deal. Very quickly, something should have been taken care of right away with Kim Jong-un. He would lead you to believe that. But in the other breath, why did he not tell you about Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, whose negotiations to have a nuclear disarmament treaty took 5 years? And oh, by the way, when they signed the nuclear disarmament treaty 5 years, what was the very next thing that happened? The wall got torn down in Berlin. That was a bonus. How about that? Why would he not even mention that, but yet lead you to believe that it was a total failure because in two meetings that they've had, nothing's been done. Why would anybody think in two meetings something would be done? This is going to be a continual thing going on for years. Years. Until North Korea does what they need to do to begin with, and that's come clean on their nukes, allow the inspectors in to make sure that they're not doing anything, as in manufacturing or making nuclear material, radioactive material. So, until that happens, you're going to have what you have. Now, here's a little bit more on Mr. Acosta, but I'm just setting the record straight since he chose not to.
And so this will be really the first comments coming from the president about all of this. I find that just to be kind of remarkable that the president was able to hold his Twitter to a bare minimum here in Hanoi. That is something we don't see very often from the president, but he kept his powder dry. So presumably we're going to hear the president weigh in on all of that as well. So add it all up, Jim and Christiane. A very rough and rocky 24 hours of the president, humbled back in Washington, humbled here in Hanoi, heading back to Washington empty-handed.
All right. He didn't go back empty-handed. Once again, trying to get you to think that that's the story. There was another story behind the story in Vietnam. It was Boeing. Boeing. $21 billion in the sale of aircraft to the Vietnamese airlines that were buying them. Not just 10 aircraft, but eventually it'll be as many as 100. But 10 initially. That was the story within the story. And Mr. Acosta, had he been doing fair and complete reporting, would have mentioned that. But no. He's got an agenda. He's got an agenda to make you think that things are bleak and meek and there just is no hope for anybody. That's what he's trying to do. So here's the final clip on Acosta.
And so I think when we assess all of this in the hours and days and weeks ahead, I think what's going to become clear, Christiane and Jim, is that the president staked a lot of his presidency on something that is just much more difficult than reality TV. This is not something that can be wrapped up in a season of The Apprentice. And the president made some very strong statements showing his affection for this North Korean dictator. Earlier on in the summit, he talked about having a very special relationship with North Korea and with Kim Jong-un. Showing off the economic boom that has taken place in Vietnam as perhaps a roadmap for the North Koreans economically if they were to come back into the community of nations. But at the end of the day, that it just seems to be not enough for Kim Jong-un to put really his entire regime on the line to take that kind of gamble with the president. It seems at this point.
Now, again, Acosta is just blowing smoke because President Trump did want him to take time to be with the North Koreans, or I'm sorry, to be with the Vietnamese, and to see what they were doing, and to see how their economy was booming, and to see how they had welcomed capitalism when it came to the business climate, which is something that Kim Jong-un isn't doing, which is costing him millions and billions of dollars. Watch and see if that wasn't an incentive. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Yeah, there's some weather out there. Colorado, you got snow tonight. We'll get into that. And it's cold out there in Nebraska.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bye, Shaka. Bye, Shaka.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie.
Let's Highway Junkie lead us into this Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, Google them. Check out their stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, the Moss Nissan dealerships, Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa, and the Moss Wholesale to the Public up in Homosassa Springs. Well, snow for the Mid-Atlantic and Northern Plains, more rain and mountain snow for the West coming up this weekend. A pair of weak storms will bring a few inches of snow across both the Mid-Atlantic region and into the Northern Plains on Friday. And in addition to that, snow in the central Appalachians, where we might see some ice accumulation. Out west, a new storm will come in to California Saturday with another round of rain and mountain snow. They've already had 4 feet of snow in the Reno, Nevada area, up over Donner, down towards Auburn, California. And I-80 was shut down for 24 hours while they tried to get some of that snow off the road and use the rotary plows to cut the snowbanks back so they had enough room for the traffic to travel without having to be in single lane. Now, new snow totals of up to 2 feet are possible over the weekend in the Sierra Mountains. Now, let's take a look right now at what's going on. Colorado, you got snow tonight. You got a winter storm warning right there in the Denver area. Also to the north of Denver, going up I-25 into Wyoming, so be careful. You got snow to the west of Denver. You got snow out east of Denver, I-70 headed towards Kansas. You got snow out I-76 headed towards western Nebraska, where it's snowing right now. Wyoming, snow there between Laramie and Cheyenne going up over the top. And the northwestern part of Wyoming, you got snow there going up into Montana. About two-thirds of Montana, it's snowing tonight, as well as the northeastern part and central part of Idaho, snowing again around Boise. And looking at high winds tonight in the Reno area, western Nevada in the mountains, and then snow in the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevadas, just a general snow tonight, with rain between San Francisco in the valleys down to Los Angeles. Now, we do have some snow, a clipper, if you will, moving east out of the central part of South Dakota into the central part of Minnesota and the central part of Wisconsin. That is moving straight to the east. The snow tonight in the Middle Atlantic areas is in southern Pennsylvania over towards Philadelphia, the northern part of West Virginia, the northern mountains of Maryland, and the little section there of from Roanoke north of the I-81 area there in Virginia. Now, we got some rain along Mississippi, the Mississippi River tonight. That's about it for the weather. And remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report's always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, where I will be at the Moss Nissan dealership in Newport Richey Saturday from 11 to 2. Stop on by and check out those television stars, Canine Shep, Canine Yogi, who will be there with their handlers from the Pasco County Sheriff's Department, and we'll have some food trucks there, too, to serve some decent food. All right, to the phone lines we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out how much Jim Acosta hates Trump more than he loves America, because he tried to bury the Americans in the negotiations by saying literally that Trump now with the talks had two strikes against him, implying that Trump had to make a deal on the third attempt, which is totally false. Mm-hmm. When Reagan walked away at Reykjavik, that led to the best deal we ever had internationally in negotiations.
You're right.
So he tried to put the pressure on the Americans, not the North Koreans, by saying we have two strikes against us. The other thing is what Trump also did was he tipped his hand to the Chinese saying, look, if the deal's not right, I'll walk.
That's right.
And the Chinese trade negotiations are actually more important than the Korean nuclear negotiations, only because the North Koreans are Chinese junkyard dogs.
That's right.
And the Chinese hold all the cards in that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get China to heal, they will get North Korea to heal.
I agree.
And so what he's doing is Trump's doing it right, and Jim Acosta is trying to bury America for his own political greed.
I agree. And great call, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's Jim in Tampa. Okay. Now, to the man, the myth, the legend from Indiana, Dan the Man. Hey there.
You know, I just heard your last call. I pretty much agree with it 90%. One good thing that came out of this was they agreed to have liaison offices in each other's capital.
Yeah, see, nobody's talking about that.
And, you know,
that's the prelude, Dan. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's the prelude to going to the next level.
Well, before we are not tied in diplomacy where we have an embassy, this is going to have to work for a while.
Right.
But what it will do is take China out of the mix, because anytime we had a problem with North Korea, we went to the Chinese, then who went to the North Koreans.
Mm-hmm.
But my prediction is this. Within 5 years, one of the two leaders won't be there. Either Xi Jinping will be gone because his economy collapses, or Kim Jong-un will go the way of Otto Rambier with his generals.
Mm.
I mean, that's the way that is how it's played. That is, North Korea is America's ultimate rat trap. You know, we don't want to get involved.
Do you think the military in North Korea might take Kim Jong-un out?
Oh, I think they would like to now. I think the only thing holding them back is probably the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everything they've got, all their high tech, you know, they have their multi-stage rockets, their MIRVs. Where did they get it from? The Chinese. Where did the Chinese get it from? In 1999, Bill Clinton gave them the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's spread there. It's, you know, where in the South China Sea, the Chinese are building the artificial islands. Well, they've had that artificial island called North Korea since 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they know we're trapped there. I don't know if Trump will be president long enough to get us out of it. The scary part is if we would ever get some progressive socialist Democrat, they just give the store away.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a dance that's going to take years.
Right.
You know, it was like Reagan. You saw the benefits of Reagan after he left office, because the wall came down in 89, late 89.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan had been out of office.
Under H.W.
Right. But, you know, George W. Bush in 2003, when we got into it then, the biggest mistake he made was he went to the Chinese to get us to modulate North Korea and the United States, ramp them down so they wouldn't go to war. You know, I've heard these outlooks that, you know, it would take the United States 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, the North Korean army would collapse. I think it would be 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all that old artillery pieces they have just north of Seoul, some of that stuff hasn't been fired since the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
It's rusted. It's a relic. But I just find that Kim, you know, if you're sending your leader by a windowless train 3 days, mm-hmm. a 3-day trip, he's not going to get on an airplane and fly across the Pacific into the United States to Washington. I don't think that will ever happen, because I think the kid's so paranoid, he doesn't trust his own people.
How did he get to Mar a Lago, remember?
But no, he didn't get there.
Oh, I thought, wait a minute, where did he go to?
Well, he went to Singapore.
All right, okay.
Mar a Lago.
All right, well, we got to run. Here comes the music.
Okay, talk to you later on this week or next week.
All right, thanks. That's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. By the way, folks, we're coming back, Ms. Rosemary, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.